All right, everybody, thanks again for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. And as I teased before the break, today we are chatting with Jeff McMenemy, CEO of Teton Therapy and an occupational therapist with 30 years of experience. Jeff's currently seeing patients at the Teton Therapy Lander Clinic and is here today to talk about back to school time, and not just the normal back to school time. We're talking about back issues and back health, how it affects everyone, as well as a little dive into the difference between receiving a consultation versus an evaluation over at Teton Therapy. He's going to talk us through what the difference is and how to do both services that they provide over there at Teton. But before we dive into it, Jeff, how are we doing this morning?
Doing very well. It's a little warm already this morning, and it's going to be even hotter today.
Oh my gosh, this just feels like Ohio weather, where it's still kind of humid and warm even through the night and in the morning. It's just it's a little tough to wake up to sometimes.
Yeah, a little tough to get the chores done after work.
And then that just means it's August, which also means it's back to school time.
Yes.
So you're here today talking about back to school and not just going to school, but issues with back health. That is on the minds of a lot of school kids when they're carrying those heavy backpacks going into the school year. But what can you tell us about some of the back health and what services you guys provide?
Well, we kind of thought we'd take up this topic because people have been very busy through this summer and vacationing and getting yard work done. Lots of bending, lots of lifting, all the kinds of things that summer brings, especially with as late as our summer actually arrived. So we thought, back pain is something we see a lot of, and we treat a lot of patients with that. Not a lot of school kids, but it is something that we are seeing more of, where kids, as they are slouched over on their phones and games and things like that, they have really bad posture. So they don't have the correct muscles, and then all of a sudden to strap a backpack on in the fall, just when none of that has been done all year, can cause some problems. Most kids can rebound from that, but we're also focusing on the patients, the people who don't just rebound from it,
right,
and who continue to suffer from chronic back pain or a sprain or a strain or something that they think is just going to go away over time.
And like you said, going into the summer season, you're outdoors quite a bit more, you're doing yard work. But I think a lot of people don't want to admit that they need to stretch before they do even yard work sometimes.
Yeah, and stretching, for me personally, I really don't like stretching.
Really?
It is so necessary, but I don't stretch when I need to. Usually it's because I'm short on time, and I think that's what happens with a lot of people.
Yep.
You're short on time. You don't have time to prepare yourself for your body's activity that it's going to be doing.
Well, and if you're doing something that's different from your normal daily activity, that range of motion, it's really easy to tweak things, correct?
Yes. And if you just think about people throw their backs out, they say, all I was doing was picking up, a pop can in the yard or something like that.
Uh-huh.
But if you just think of your body weight, so take how much you weigh and then in half, cut that in half. And so when you lean over half of your body weight, and probably in the majority of your body weight is your upper body, all of that strain is on your low back. So when you're doing that with your knees in a straight position, just bending at the waist, that's all that strain on the low back.
Yeah, you don't really think about that. Sometimes upwards of 100 pounds that you're lifting up every time you're bending over.
Correct.
That's interesting facet here, because we're kind of chatting before the interview started too. I recently had some back pains that stemmed from, I was just in my kitchen doing some dishes, floor was kind of wet, and I went to go throw something away. I'm reaching to throw the item away in the trash bin. I'm getting ready to press the lever on the floor. I step in the puddle and I slip, fall, take the whole trash can down with me. Trash went everywhere. Hilarious for anyone who could have seen it. But kind of just sat there for a moment, like, all right, that happened. Got up, finished cleaning up, was fine. About a week later, the lower back pain it wasn't sharp pain, but it was so intense that every time I leaned forward, just this noise came out of me. It was the most pathetic sounding noise. If I'd go to sit down, it just, I couldn't control it. And then I'd laugh because I'd hear myself make this noise and I'd start laughing. But how common is that people hurt themselves, are fine for a minute, and then just, especially with backs?
Yeah. And, you know, in your situation, think about the person that lives with that for years. The pain that you're experiencing that, you know, feels like they don't have anything that they can do about it. That's where the evaluation process is super important, because mm-hmm. more than likely what you did is probably strained something when you reflexively tried to catch yourself to prevent yourself from falling.
Right.
So then that muscle could have been strained and then acted up, but it might have thrown your back out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something that's called an upslip or a rotation, where the muscles of the body of the back can disalign the back.
Okay.
And it's something that some people chronically have. And for example, I have this, and it usually happens during hockey season, or if I do something, I know how to adjust it and use a muscle energy technique to realign mm-hmm. it. But it was really good when I found out that this is just a muscle issue. And until I get that adjusted correctly, the pain will just continue. So I can feel when my back is out of alignment, and I know how to put it back in. One of our therapists had taught me that. And because I'm an occupational therapist, I don't fix backs.
Right.
So I learned a lot about backs through my own injuries.
Well, that just mega beneficial for everyone else who does have those issues. Because like you mentioned, I can't imagine having that for a long, I mean, almost a week was enough. I made the joke with someone that I've been dropping things. If I drop something, it's staying on the floor, and then they laugh. I was joking, but it was kind of true. Dropped, I mean, if something went on the ground, I mean, I'd have to really think about how I was going to pick it up. Do I need to pick this up? And I kind of laughed about it, but then I thought, and what you just said too, is the harsh reality of humor aside, that is people's daily lives for a lot of people.
And, you know, we were going to talk about evaluations versus consultation, but in a consultation like that, there's some very simple things that the therapist can look at, such as having a person lie on their back and seeing if there's a leg length discrepancy where one leg looks longer than the other. And that would tell you that your pelvis is shifted.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a muscle spasming on one side, and it's causing a discomfort there. So that would be something that they would go, yes, you're out of alignment. We can look at this. And now the next thing is we need to find the reason you're out of alignment. Why do you keep going out of alignment, or something like that? Could be very tight muscles. They usually go hand in hand, back pain, tight muscles, and weak muscles.
Mm-hmm.
And the tight muscles might be the hip flexors are very tight, so it allows you not to be able to stand up straight. Or when you stand up straight, then it puts pressure on the low back, causing the back pain.
Okay.
So therefore, then once that is found, then it's simply giving some stretches. Here's some stretches that need to be done. If the back pain goes away, then you know the minute it comes back, oh, I got to get back to my stretches.
Right.
Might be tight hamstrings. Same thing. The back of the legs, and especially, you know, think about athletes and people that really work their quads or their hamstrings, and they have very powerful legs, and then they develop a back pain.
Mm-hmm.
And more than likely, it's like they're fit and they've got these strong muscles, and they're just not stretched appropriately. They have very tight muscles.
Right.
And that gets worse with age.
Okay.
And so, So we've got the problem with the spine itself, where the bones are out of alignment. We've got the problem with the tight muscles surrounding. We also have the feet. So we do what's called custom sole supports. I just had a set fabricated for me, where we take a customized mold of the foot and the arch of the foot. And what I was finding is being on a concrete floor, our floor in our clinic is carpeted, but on my feet all day, I'm really developing a lot of back pain. I'm not doing a lot of lifting. I'm not doing a lot of bending
mm-hmm.
because our high-low tables are electric. So I'm keeping everything at a correct body position, yet I'm developing this back pain. And I really discovered the pain is starting from my feet.
Right.
And so that's another thing that an evaluation would be looking at, really looking from the bottom on up, not just the source of the pain. What's causing that pain? What's causing that tightness? And then the weakness, of course,
right,
is easy to discover as well.
Well, and what you just brought up to made me realize how true that is with standing on for long stretches of time, that effect it does have on your feet and up to the back. Because after that injury, when I thought I was fine a couple weeks later, I was at the fly-in here in Lander. At Hunt Field, so I was on the concrete for about 4 hours, and around that third hour, I mean, that was like the actual pain that came back in my lower. I was like, oh my gosh, this, I thought I was done with this, but then once I got off of my feet and from standing, I was back to being fine.
Then you were fine.
And we kind of mentioned too how that was another thing. I went out golfing after that, and how just that range of motion, and because golfing's, I mean, it's just glorified stretching to some degree, you know, it's just consistent stretching at different speeds. So that really kind of helped with that pain. I think a lot of people, they want to bear through it or they think they need to rest. That laying down is a common fix to back pain, but that's not always the case, right? You need to do those stretches.
Yes, it's, you know, a lot of times some of the first things we do with our back patients is do some type of warm-up activity that gets the body moving, gets the muscles warmed up, get them loosened up before we start the exercises or the stretches or the functional activity that somebody's going to do. But back pain is real, and if you look at yourself when you have back pain and you go back to the very first time you ever remember having back pain, and then kind of look through history of, I remember back pain then and I remember it then, and you'll see kind of a cumulative amount of times that we've experienced back pain.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that, and it kind of builds up, and it eventually possibly comes to a head where you have to stop doing something.
Right.
For example, snowmobiling is very difficult for me now. It's just, I've lost my fun in it because my back just hurts too bad after it.
That's terrible.
And you know, that's not okay at my age. I should be able to still snowmobile. And I do have stretches and so forth and things that I can do. But again, time becomes the barrier.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know, speaking from my own personal experience, the barriers that people have to getting their back pain under control.
Well, and as you mentioned before, it also lends itself to addressing other health issues. Like you said, weight, that was one thing. In the past year, I've put on about 20 pounds, and I've noticed that when you get to the biggest you've ever been, that's when you start to notice the strain for that first time. And you're like, oh my gosh, that what used to be easy is a little bit more difficult.
Yeah. Definitely. And again, there's not, you know, some of the exercises are not difficult.
Right.
You don't have to be a gym rat to have a healthy back.
Exactly.
It's just knowing the correct things to do, the correct stretches or the correct activity level, things that you should be doing and things that you shouldn't be doing. There's so many misconceptions about how to take care of your back.
Mm-hmm.
But we're dealing with so many different reasons for the back pain to be there. And so that's where getting an evaluation from a physical therapist, you know, chiropractors deal with back pain, physical therapists deal with back pain, surgeons deal with back pain. I mean, massage therapists, there's so many professions that are trying to solve back pain, and they all have a time, place, and purpose for that.
Right.
And but surgery is one of the last ones, and surgery would be dictated by, you know, how is your nervous system affected?
Okay. Yeah.
Is your nervous system, is there a pinched nerve that's starting to die off? Or is it just simply, no, I've got a really tight muscle that's compressing on the nerve? For example, sciatic pain.
Mm-hmm.
Sciatic nerve is a very large nerve, and it runs through one of the muscles in our butts. That muscle gets tight and it compresses on that nerve. Then it shoots radiating pain and numbness down our leg. And so that's not necessarily originating from our back. It can be originating from a tight muscle.
Uh-huh.
So then once that is discovered, then it's like, okay, do these stretches to loosen that muscle. And then as the symptoms go away, then you know we're on the right track. When they come back, you know you have a, you're kind of predetermined or something you're doing is causing that muscle to spasm.
Right.
And to tighten around that nerve.
Well, and just the combination of a healthy, active lifestyle outside, and then maybe you've got a job where you're sitting at a desk all day. So you're just going from one extreme to the other.
Yes. And, you know, when we talk about back, we kind of think low back pain because that's the most common. But when we're talking about our back, we're talking about our entire spine.
Mm-hmm.
And so all the way through to our neck. And it's very interesting how we can have a restriction in our back and it will move the pain. The pain may be up in your neck. It may be down in your back. And I experienced this after a bad rollover accident, a vehicle accident where we were rolled. And I had this excruciating low back pain. I thought something was really wrong.
Yeah.
Come to find out the MRI showed nothing was wrong. Everything was fine, but my pain was real.
Mm-hmm.
Physical therapist started handling it and the pain shifted. It went up into my neck. And I said, my low back doesn't hurt anymore. Now it's up in my neck. What's going on? And come to find out, I had a lot of restrictions in my thoracic spine. It was in the middle, and the pain was just coming out in different areas.
Wow.
And so that, so how my therapist found that was very interesting and said, oh, here's our problem. And so that's where the, when we're looking at a Teton Therapy's pain consultations, they're not a full-blown evaluation.
So yeah, that's a perfect segue. You talked now about the evaluation process. What's the consultation aspect of it?
Yeah, the consultation was developed because I knew that people were experiencing pain and they would have their own barriers. Well, I'm going to have to go see a doctor. The doctor may order tests. It's going to cost me money. It's, you know, that I don't have time. You know, what am I in for? All of these things, whatever barriers we all put up in our own minds to not get our pain fixed, I wanted to try to eliminate that
mm-hmm.
by offering the public a free consultation. It's not a free treatment. It's not
right.
a free evaluation. We're essentially just going to consult, listen to what you've got going on, and determine what is the best next step for you.
Just kind of give people an idea of what they're looking at.
Yeah, because it might be you really need to go see your doctor. You need to go see your chiropractor, whatever the case might be, or I really believe that we should get you in for a full evaluation and investigate this further. What we don't want to do is we don't want to give free advice in which the advice is bad advice because we just say, go try some of these stretches, go try some of these exercises.
Uh-huh.
And we're not there to monitor them. We don't watch you go through them. We don't know how hard you did them. If you almost all the time with patients, you give them a home exercise program. And when I review them with them, there's always something messed up.
Right.
You know, so that's what our free consultations are not going to give you, this full blown exercise program that you can go do on your own. Because what'll happen is it won't work because
mm-hmm.
it won't be done right, or it won't be done correctly, or we don't know how many repetitions or how much weight or anything. And then the patient says, well, I tried that mm-hmm. and it didn't work. So I'm not going to go see physical therapy again.
Not only that, they'll say, I tried everything. That's one of my favorite
yes.
Phrases. Not literally, but I tried everything and it didn't. Like, you didn't try everything.
Yeah.
You probably tried a couple of things and it didn't have the result you were looking
yeah.
for.
So the consultation is simply that. Answer questions. Find out whether a full evaluation is warranted. Sometimes those consultations, in 5 minutes, I've talked to people over the phone and went, oh boy, you know, here's what we need to look into. We need to dive into this because the evaluation process is very specific
mm-hmm.
and it's deductive reasoning. You have to start someplace and then go on and on and on. For example, I was treating a person with a shoulder pain and they had this pain radiating up in their neck and so forth. And after a couple of visits, I just didn't feel like I was really getting zoning in on what the problem was. And I had one of our physical therapists step in, come to find out this patient needed a shoe lift. It was all based on a leg length discrepancy and
wow.
was trying to correct itself. The body was, and it came out with this neck pain. And that was the solution. And so that's a far cry from just sitting there treating this upper trap strain, which was originating from the feet. And that's what the evaluation is. It's got to be more comprehensive, more specific.
It's pain detective work.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. And we've got problems with the muscles, with tendons, and with the nervous system. And when you talk about back pain, spinal pain, any of that, we also, the body's nervous system doesn't work correctly when it's not in good alignment.
Mm-hmm.
And so you will have different problems because of just tight muscles around the spine and so forth. So the nervous system doesn't work as well.
Does that lend itself, we don't have to dive too deep into it, but dizziness or being off balance, those types of things?
Yeah, the balance portion of your proprioceptors, which are the body's awareness of where it is in space, mm-hmm. and those proprioceptors are located in the joints and in the muscles and things like that. So it's one of the components of balance
okay.
as well. So yeah, you're going to increase your coordination as well.
That's just so many facets to it that I think people need to know about, so they're not just putting it off or think that there's no hope. You know, there is. Go check it out.
Yeah, absolutely. There's hope, and surgery is always a last resort. And physical therapy in general has very good outcomes, not always to full pain relief, but to empower somebody so they know why is their back hurting mm-hmm. and what can they do to help it.
And at least have a somewhat better quality of life at the very least.
Yes.
Well, we do appreciate you stopping by to fill us in on all that, Jeff. I really do thank you. If people are interested in getting those consultations or evaluations, how can they reach out?
Yeah, they can reach out in the Lander Clinic at 332-2230. The Riverton Clinic at 857-7074, or just go to TetonTherapyPC.com and get set up for a consultation. Or if you know you need an evaluation, then just go that route. We are a direct access state, so you can go see your doctor and get an order, or you can come directly to us for an evaluation. The what will determine whether you need a doctor's order or not is your insurance. The insurance might state that we need a doctor's order for them to pay the claim, and we do that for you.
Okay.
We can do that at a free consultation. We can get the information. Our billing office will then check with your insurance to find out what's covered, what's not covered, and whether a doctor's order is needed.
Perfect. Well, I think that lets folks know there are a number of options. That's how you can reach out. That's how you can get signed up for these consultations and evaluations. You guys are doing great work over there at Teton Therapy, as always, and we do appreciate you taking the time to come by and chat with us, Jeff. Thanks
for having us.
Well, we're going to go and wrap things up today here for Coffee Time. We'll be back at it here in just a few after a quick word from our sponsor.